Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into here today. There is, in fact, a UFC tonight. No one's talking about it. But there is a UFC tomorrow that everyone is talking about because the headliner, Anthony Pettis, missed weight. From the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, Anthony Pettis will miss out on an opportunity to become the interim UFC featherweight champion as he missed weight for the UFC 206 headliner during the official weigh-ins Friday morning. Ariel Helwani reported that he was going to miss prior to him stepping on the scale during MMA Fighting's live video feed of the morning's weigh-in festivities. Weighed in at 148 pounds. Had to weigh in at no more than 145 to make the title fight against Holloway official. Holloway had already successfully made weight at 140 earlier during weigh-ins. First time that a fighter has missed weight for a title bout since Travis Luter missed weight at UFC 67 back in 2007. Fight is still on. Still going to be a five-round main event. If Holloway wins, he will become the new UFC interim featherweight champion. If Pettis beats Holloway, he will not become champion. He was looking to become the fourth fighter in UFC history to win titles in two different weight classes. We can talk about that today. We've also got SmackDown, 205 Live, NXT, Lucha Underground. A very, very interesting article was published about WWE business by Vice. We're going to look into that here on the program today. Probably take your phone calls in the second segment of the show. In the third segment, we will be joined by the Doctor of Lucha, talk all sorts of topics. It's coming up today, so check it out, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. Let my body do the work.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today. In the opening segment, talked about Anthony Pettis missing weight. A numbskull. 3 pounds. First guy since 2007 to miss weight for a title fight. Maybe we shouldn't cut so much weight. But let's talk about an important story here. Vice. Did you see this article, Mike?
No, what's this one?
What? Where have you been?
I was watching Vice. Action Bronson watching Aliens.
Well,
you should watch that show.
I'm going to send it to you so you can keep up here. It's like the biggest...
Right.
This is the biggest story of the day, damn it.
Bigger than...
Yeah, bigger than Anthony Pettis.
All right.
Big story here in Vice called Breaking Kayfabe, an inside look at WWE's unlikely business empire. Talking about all sorts of fascinating things that I think a lot of people, well, I think it's pretty clear to a lot of people that there is real-life tension between Shane and Stephanie McMahon. This article interviewed a number of different individuals who worked with WWE until very recently, including a former senior-level executive who did speak on condition of anonymity. But this person noted regarding the two, there has always been tension between Shane and Stephanie. The tension has not gone away. Talks about the big angle where Shane McMahon returned to WWE and noted that in reality, there was a situation where Shane tried to show up and take over creative from WWE. Trying to find the exact same thing here, or the exact line about it. Basically also talks about Stephanie's role when she was in charge of creative and that sort of thing, and how she never even attended creative meetings or anything like that. Now she's got a brand ambassador role or something of that nature. Let me find the exact thing right here. This is a long article.
Are there any actual revelations in here?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Getting to them. Sports.vice.com.
Okay. Because I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying right now, for what you're saying, to a wrestling fan, okay, well, there's no shock here. And there's no shock that he would come back and there would still be tension. And he would have some ammo pointing at things like ratings and things like that. So that's not nothing too out of the ordinary yet.
All right, here we go. A few years ago, as Levesque was gearing up to launch NXT, ratings were down. Vince was on edge. The writing room became a battlefield, and even people outside the company took notice, including Shane McMahon. In March of 2012, Vince, according to a source familiar with the exchange, called a surprise meeting at the WWE production office, a separate facility from the main headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. Shane had returned with a friend, James Frey, the author of the critically acclaimed and later highly controversial A Million Little Pieces, and by that time, the CEO of Full Fathom 5, a content creation company founded in 2010. A spokesperson for WWE originally denied that Shane had approached WWE in any capacity between 2009 and 2016, but later confirmed that this meeting took place when asked about the exchange specifically. This source says, when Stephanie found out Shane was going to be there, she went white in the face, and Paul freaked out. Shane had set up the meeting through Kevin Dunn, WWE's executive vice president of production, and Vince's right-hand man for nearly three decades. He is the second highest-paid employee at the company behind Vince. According to SEC documents, Dunn's base salary in 2016 is $909,000, and he owns a ton of stock. Shane had a simple proposal that he take over all of creative, including the writer's room, with Frey and his team at Full Fathom 5 as consultants. The source said Kevin Dunn is very close to Shane. There is tremendous tension between Kevin, Paul, and Stephanie. They feel like the company is theirs, but they don't have power to control Kevin. Presumably, if Dunn could figure out a way to get Shane back in the company in a high-ranking position, he would have even more influence with Vince. And Shane, too, could regain control over at least a portion of his family's legacy. It was a win-win situation for the pair. In the end, however, Vince declined his son's offer. It would be four more years before Shane found himself on the inside of the company again. In the meantime, WWE would go through major changes internally as it continued to transform from a TV-only wrestling outfit to a digital-forward entertainment super corporation. So yeah, Shane showed up, wanted to take over. Triple H and Stephanie were petrified, and Vince told them no. And so if you go back, and it's on the WWE Network right now, to the return to Shane McMahon to WWE TV, where he cut the promo on Stephanie, talked about how he was still in line, there was a lot of uncomfortable moments on screen. Well, now you know why.
Hey, no surprise there. No surprise there. If you are a longtime wrestling fan and know that deal, I am interested to see some of the tidbits and nuggets and quotes that come out of this thing, because I'm sure they've got to be great. But, hey, you know, it just shows when you hear about the tension between Kevin Dunn and Triple H, and would Kevin Dunn be there if it was left up to Stephanie and Triple H? And,
hell no.
Exactly. You can draw another line to that one to say no and things like that. You know, it's a funny time in WWE. The biggest thing Shane has done outside of professional wrestling inside the ring has been trying to get his on-demand company going in China. And he's had a lot to do with the magazine, certainly had a lot to do with the website in its old incarnation when he was there the first time around. And they're in an era of digital where he and his age and his excitement and his forward looking, you know, is a very big benefit to the company. He's also got to be there working alongside his sister then in that case, and her husband, who obviously from a professional point of view, hard to get along with their brother there. So it's very interesting. And both of which, both kids would love to be on camera all the time. I think Stephanie more than Shane, but Shane would certainly like to write all of the TV. The stories of the ideas that he came up with were legendary, that they had to go, no, Shane, we can't really do this. But the enthusiasm was there, which is like why the boys liked him. And there's another thing, you know, talent seems to, generally speaking, like Shane on average, far more. They have no problems with him, far more than they do Stephanie, for obvious reasons. Again, when Stephanie's there every day with you and controlling your career and your TV and all that stuff. So this is going to be a story that probably people will be able to write about for a long, long time. Literally for a long, long time, because even after Vince is gone, it's not like this company just goes poof and turns into Disney's control or something like that. They're going to be these two factions that could be fighting over it as well, too. So, and that's if Vince dies, because it's possible he may never.
He will. Now, listen, honestly, I bet.
You sure, you can get a good After Dark out of that.
I would bet that Shane actually is far more interested in being on television than Stephanie, because Shane, from day one, has always wanted to be one of the boys. And Stephanie, I think, would actually prefer to be off TV, actually doing executive-style work for the company.
Really?
Chris Harrington, by the way, is all over this article, our good friend Mookie here. He's talking about the WWE Network, and he's talking about the churn numbers. The second quarter of 2016... WWE Network gained 625,000 subscribers, but lost 471,000. It says here that George Barrios refused to give out numbers publicly, but according to documents submitted to the SEC, WWE Network has amassed 4,587,000 total accounts since launching in 2014. 3,076,000 accounts have left the service, leaving them with 1,511,000 subscribers right now. 67% of accounts that were created were eventually canceled. I've been doing a subscriber service since 2005. We're going on 11 years now. And the number of people that have quit, I don't think is in the stratosphere of 67% over 11 years.
Bizarre.
They launched a couple of years ago. How in the world do you gain 625,000 subscribers in a quarter and lose 471,000? That's impossible.
To compare it to. I'd love to know something in some business that's got
nothing.
A number even close.
Nothing. I was going to say something, but let's go to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, or Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
I am hot and dry. Jesus. Heat in this room. Sorry.
I had 2 inches of snow last night, which in Seattle is like 10 inches of snow anywhere else. I want to hear about heat.
Terrible.
If you want to read the Vice article we're talking about, Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. I just tweeted it out. Head up there, check it out. These mind-boggling churn stats, which I cannot even believe. It's SEC filings, though, so, and why would you lie about that? Hey, virtually everyone quits. What a stat.
Hey, there may not be 8 million passionate fans, but there are, what was the churn number? 600, whatever it is, that's how many passionate fans they have that love them that much, but just are going to figure out a way to either drop off and come back on. I mean, that's got to be what it is, and that's, I don't know. I just, again, to try to find a business that's close to this, when you think about, you know, what you would compare it to historically, like an HBO or something like that, and it's amazing, and I wonder if they get called out for that behind closed doors by bigger investments and hedge fund managers and people like that asking the question, like, okay, what is this? And how do you really explain what this is? Or if it just doesn't come up at all and we hyper-focus
on
it.
They have these public calls. They could call them out right there. Nobody does.
But that's the thing. Yeah, I know, and nobody does. And I just wonder if there are people that are maybe more who would look at these numbers and scrutinize them a little bit more or look at them in a different way, but they don't have time to because WWE, you know, no offense to it, but on the stock scale, it's sure as hell in Microsoft or Starbucks or Berkshire Hathaway. So, you know, it blows me away because that thing, to see that number stick out like that, and again, when you look at it over and over again when it happens, it's amazing.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Brian, Mike, are you guys ready to become hotties?
We've moved from WWE's churn numbers to Trina Michaels' plug-in yoga.
Hello, guys. How are you?
You accused me on Twitter of desperately needing this yoga. What are you talking about?
Yeah, would you turn around and accuse me of being two people?
I was a high-level gymnast, black belt in jiu-jitsu. Oh, I don't need this yoga. Actually, everybody needs yoga. Tell us about this.
Oh, all right. Yes, this is Trina Michaels, and I have a brand new yoga workout for everybody that's going to help you get your blood flowing. You're going to see those pounds just fall right off. So I wanted to let all of
Mike?
Your listeners know.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Brian. Oh, okay. I have a terrible connection. I don't know if it's my house or what. But yes, all of your listeners should know this is very important. We have a serious obesity epidemic in our country right now, and this is very important. So I hope all of your listeners will order their own custom yoga video from yours truly, Trina Michaels. And as soon as I get off the phone, I will be tweeting the link so your listeners can check my Twitter at Trina Michaels.
It's a custom,
watch the video.
A custom
the
yoga video?
Your custom yoga video.
Custom.
Custom.
So yeah, somebody will say, how does this custom yoga video work? Someone will say, for example, I want a full video, nothing but down dog.
Fuck. I'm sorry, Brian. What was your question?
what is custom mean?
Oh, custom. Like, I make it especially for you.
I see.
Your name, your, a workout that's designed to specifically help you. So
you would be saying, Mike. Down dog.
Yes. Now, Mike, get in downward dog. You bend like this.
I see. Are you listening, Mike?
I think I've actually done this type of yoga before.
I'm pretty sure you know a few people that could use this workout. So
I sure do. What is...
In fact, you know, Mick Foley has been losing a lot of weight recently, and, you know, I will take full credit for my awesome new yoga video that has helped him in his transformation.
Are you telling me that Mick Foley has a Trina Michaels custom yoga video that has caused him to lose all this weight?
Yeah, but it's all in the wind relieving
oh, yes.
position.
Wow. That is amazing. Trina,
I mean, we are BFFs. So
yes. What is your Twitter handle so that we can make sure people head up there to check it out?
It'll be at Trina Michaels.
All right, you post it up there, and I'll give you a retweet. How about that?
I'm sorry?
You post it up there, and I'll give you a retweet.
Yes, I will post it up as soon as we get off the phone.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you very much for the plug here, Trina. And I demand that Mike get a free sample copy for that call. All righty, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, have you ever done yoga?
No, I've never done yoga, but I think if Trina Michaels does it, it must be pretty cool.
Well, have I got the link for you, buddy? What's on your mind?
My question is there any favoritism in the Wrestling Observer voting for wrestlers such as Matanza getting the vote, but not, say, Braun Strowman getting the vote, and, say, like, Jim Valley getting the vote on the reporter side since he's a West Coaster, but, say, Pat McNeil not getting the vote?
What is he talking about?
Did Jim Valley... you know...
To the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Revenge.
I've got a prediction for the Nikki Bella SmackDown angle. I think it's going to be Naomi. And if you look at the Twitter controversy earlier this week, where they had Alicia Fox on the advertisement or the recognition for the award instead of Naomi, that's going to be part of what kicks it off. And it dovetails into a Total Bellas, Total Divas SmackDown crossover.
Funny that you should mention Total Divas and Total Bellas, because somebody texted me last night and said, Brian, if you watched Total Divas, you would know that the person who attacked Nikki Bella is actually Maryse.
Huh.
Yeah.
I have not watched this week's episode yet.
Now it could be Naomi, because Maryse is not a wrestler. And I can't imagine Maryse, I don't know, maybe she'll come back to the ring to take on Nikki Bella, but if you're going to be doing matches based on this, then it probably would be better to be Naomi.
Yeah, but could this just...
Naomi's married to a heel, and she's out injured right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naomi's a good... I could handle that idea, although I guess it's a long way to get there. But I think you're focusing on Carmella now. Let it be Carmella. You got time to bring Naomi back, but... I can see all of this ending. All of the women that won't be involved in a match for a title, I could see being involved in that at WrestleMania. So if they start going in that direction, I wouldn't fall over shocked.
You know, the only problem with doing some sort of crossover storyline with Total Divas is the show's dying down to like 500,000 viewers.
Yeah, but there's still going to be Divas.
There are more people that are regularly watching probably NXT than are watching Total Divas right now. And listen, we saw what happened when Carmella got pulled up after being on NXT for a year. Threw her on SmackDown, nobody had any idea who she was.
Yeah, but you know what? You could balance that out by saying Alexa Bliss, you know, came up and they were able to do something with her. So at least
I'm not saying
you
can't do anything. I'm saying when they first put Carmella on TV on SmackDown, like, nobody knew that she was with Enzo and Cass. Nobody knew who she was. She was just a girl. Which tells you about the audience that watches SmackDown. They're not even churners.
When's Eva Marie going to be back from doing all this movie filming and whatnot and be back?
I don't know. She just started another one, so it'll be a while. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
One big question for you. They got the new the big card coming up from the Hardy's compound, the Total Nonstop Deletion. Coming up on TNA.
Did you see the preview, Jim?
Yes, I did.
Was that something else or what?
I am so hyped for this. But my question is, who is King Maxwell's in-ring debut going to be with?
Who's who?
King Maxwell, Matt and Ruby's little boy.
Let me think about this. Well, it ain't going to be my daughter, I'll tell you that much. wait a second. King Maxwell's already debuted.
Well, that's not what Matt said.
Well, Matt may be doing a television storyline, but I'm pretty sure that on an indie show, King Maxwell not only has debuted, but I think he may have gotten a pin already.
Yeah, at 4 months he did or something like that. Yeah, it was the proven to be the youngest pro wrestling winner in a match of all time. But, yeah, he is doing something for TV now. Got the matching outfit just like Dad, rocking there in the middle of the ring. Seems happy. You know, content already runs the ropes better than some of the divas.
Oh, and Allie has got her contract now.
Thank God. So yeah. does that mean now she can magically wrestle?
Oh, yeah, she can do even do reverse DDTs.
Whoa! Wow.
That's what she beat Laurel Van Ness with.
So like a scorpion DDT. Death drop, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out a reverse
exactly.
DDT.
Exactly. It looks like that deal from Cameron, though, it looks like it's going to be a wild deal going on down there.
You know, I picture reverse DDT. I want to thank you very much for the call. You put someone in a front headlock, but then you fall on your head. Is that a reverse DDT? Back in a moment with Dr. Lucha, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is here with us today. Steve, what's going on?
Hey. I have a question for you. If you were trying to like get your attendances up over $4,000 or 4,000 people in a 16,000 seat arena every week, and granted, that's not bad when you run 150 shows a year, basically every other day, pretty much when you include their soul shows and stuff. Would you bring Máscara Año Dos Mil back? to put him in a short-term feud to get somebody over, or maybe somebody you've already got who, like, could have a feud that will last down the road and will be real angry at whatever.
Well, you know, Steve, if I owned a building...
A guy that's older than me.
If I owned a building in Bothell...
I was.
And I didn't have to pay any rent on that building because I owned it, and I basically just paid the wrestlers a small percentage of the gate, and I was drawing 4,000 fans every week, I probably wouldn't care. Especially if I were, like, 60 or 70 years old.
Well, thank you. That last old bit hits a little close to home about that, but...
I'm just saying, he's been doing this forever, and I'm sure he's made tons and tons of money. It's not like Paco Alonso is working hand to mouth right now.
I'd rather see him than his son.
Now, I do have to say that I don't know if I would use any of these dinamitas.
It's Paco, of course, with Paco, you always have to realize they're just fabulously rich. What they did is what a lot of successful people do is they made a certain amount of money, and then they made that money make a lot of money through very sound and successful real estate investments. So, I mean, he can afford to pay mask match and hair match fees to anybody he feels like it. But that business has always been very, very cutthroat, and if somebody wants to work very inexpensively, they'll do it, even if they're ancient. But then again, it could be worse. You could have a promotion that puts all its female push and its female empowerment behind Sexy Star.
Hey, listen, even though I ranted and raved and freaked out last week, I liked last night's Lucha Underground, or Wednesday night's Lucha Underground.
Wednesday night's, yeah.
And I will say, I'll give you the good and the bad of the Sexy Star match.
All right.
The good news is PJ Black and Sexy Star had a wrestling match, and at no point was he violently abusing a woman half his size. That's the good news. Now, the bad news is, my God, these announcers going on and 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 on about Sexy's so awesome, she's so great, she's the best worker. During the heat, telling us we shouldn't have any sympathy for her, which is the whole point of getting the heat in a wrestling match, you get sympathy on the babyface. That absolutely, completely sucked. But our net, hey, yeah, good show.
There's a lot of problems with announcing in the Mexican promotions too. There are some, I mean, CMLL has four. None of them are color commentators. They just trade off. They have like four play-by-play announcers for their shows, and it comes off as, you know, like four different styles, some very excited, some very newsworthy, you know, just passing along, just calling the match move by move. But it always struck me as very strange as to why, if it's still true that your announcers are among your most valuable people in your promotion, why you don't have just one announcer and one color commentator on it. And yet, you know, if you don't pay attention to the matches, or if you don't pay if you're not getting the basic concepts over, then you're throwing another stone in and growing your audience.
Now, do people care that Mascarana dos Mil is back?
I would think they will care if he's still there in a couple of months. If it's there for this short-term feud and stuff, and they decided to, you know, just run something very short-term with him, and maybe they did because they said, there is no reason to run like Caristico Mask against Ultimo Guerrero Hair anytime now because business just doesn't justify it. We're only getting $4,000 a week, 4,000 fans a week. If the arena is 75% empty, then it would be silly to run one of our two or three biggest matches we could do right now. And they are having a feud right now, but it'll probably just have a singles match, just a one set singles match, no titles, no anything else, just for the honor.
You know, it is kind of funny, but when you think about it. Let me throw one thing in here real quick, Steve.
Other people, you know, put people. Well, this promotion never was big on having, you know, feuds that actually get settled and stuff like that.
All right, let me jump in here. It is interesting when you think about this, as you're talking about it's a 16,000 seat building, and they're only a quarter full every week. But let's think about a promotion that's running, as you noted, every single week, and they're drawing 4,000 fans every single week. NXT, the darling of the hardcore fan here in this country. I mean, they do shows and draw like 400. They do like a really good show every now and then, draw a couple thousand. Takeovers, obviously, in a WWE pay-per-view city, you'll do 10 or whatever. But can you imagine like 4,000 people every single solitary week to NXT? That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy. I am, because I have grown up and seen the crowds in the 80s and 90s when they had twice that much on average for three shows a week, and they also ran a little arena called Pistarena Revolucion a couple of times a week, and they ran Arena Coliseo and had decent crowds. I mean, I've seen it be much more successful, but that's, I think, one of the main drawbacks you get when you point your promotions, just this is all over the world, when you point your promotions towards big shows, and we have three, four, five big shows a year, and that's where the titles change, that's where the major things happen, that's where the mass match happens. Eventually, after years and years of that, the audience will figure that, yes, I'm just going to see the guys. The major, major stuff is not happening on the regular weekly shows. And, if the kid gets sick or if they're running late at work or whatever and stuff like that, they can always wait till next week. If you have a promotion where anything can happen any Friday night, then I would think, people would be more likely to attend.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to have some money and get smart and actually do what CMLL did, which is own the building that they're in. It's one of the benefits of like a group like a WMG, IME, or whatever the hell it is, or I know certainly the SEG, or was it the Oscar De La Hoya's group? I can't even remember what it is right now, but that major company that owns buildings and venues, across the world. That has always been one of the things that CMLL's had too. Is there anybody even close to doing that in the States or here?
The problem is you still got to get people to go to the building.
Oh yeah, but I mean, can own a building. When you're able to keep everything in house like that and keep all of that, I mean, how great is that?
Well, yeah,
that's
but
one
I mean,
thing that CMLL has always been able to do too. Which those 4,000 people, it makes it a little bit better too when you're just cleaning up on everything inside of there as well.
Steve, you'd know. Was it Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I could build a building. That doesn't mean anyone's going to show up.
No, who's going to invest and start thinking in the same way that, I mean, nobody, it gets forgotten about. Nobody talks about it sometimes when you forget about the money that they've been able to keep and not have to put out because they've owned the building. I just wonder if that's something, at some point, somebody down the line is going to go, if we had actually had a stake in this. And again, it's got to be somebody big to do it, but it is something that kind of gets forgotten about, which is not a bad idea. People have brought broadcast rights inside for certain businesses and certain sports and things like that. Why not do that with your building too?
Because you have to come in with a lot of money up front. I mean, it's like starting any small business. The startup costs, if you can afford them, then the more you can put in at the start to make it a really professional and make a product where, you can set up the underground temple the way you want or whatever it is, then you're more likely to be successful. I'm just afraid that with the current product the way it is, that, the number of viewers for any promotions around the country doesn't indicate that there's just a lot of people watching wrestling as a whole compared to the past. And I'm just wondering if that's a trend that can be reversed, or if it's when Vince is gone and Triple H gets in there and makes his mistakes and leaves openings for other promotions that are available to grow, we might see somebody actually slip in there and revitalize the marketplace.
Well, Steve, so, if I recall correctly, CMLL was around for like 20 years before they built Arena Mexico, right?
Well, not quite. What happened is they started in 1933. Salvador Lutheroth had a lot of trouble with his first couple of years with rent, but he won a lottery. He won another lottery that in 1943.
He hit the number?
In the Coliseo.
Yeah, that's a true story.
He hit the number?
He won a lottery, and that's what he used, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah. He won the national lottery, which is like for that time and that era and that amount of money would be like a Powerball today. But hey,
I'll be damned,
you guys.
In another universe, what Paco Alonso became was that kid who bought and started up what was the girls?
Oh,
Bootylicious,
right.
Or whatever it was. Wrestlelicious,
yeah. Yeah, Paco Alonso did a better job.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or Salvador Luteroff.
Yes.
If we have a figure four daily anytime in the next month or two, I'll go over that in about 60 seconds or 90 seconds. But I have a more important question for you guys. You guys know AAA, right? Antonio Pena is the founder. He died. Oh, he leaves it to his wife and his wife's, or his sister and his sister's husband, and the Roldans run it. What would you think if the president of Mexico announced today that he was appointing Marisela Pena to his cabinet?
Well, that's a loaded question. So you're telling me you're shocked by the Linda McMahon appointment?
Not the politics of it. Not the politics of it. Just overall, you're appointing somebody that's like been handed a wrestling promotion.
Well, yeah, but I mean, had Marisela Pena run for office prior?
No.
See, that's the difference. Linda's got a track record.
Well, I mean, and Linda's actually gone out there and done some things and talked to small businesses and been involved in Connecticut and things like that, whereas I believe Marcella just fights with her brothers over directions of things and then changes them at the drop of a hat.
And who to put on the cards and who not to put on the cards, because she can be told a sob story and be convinced to do that.
Which family member likes Jack Evans so we can bring him back?
Well, they all like him personally. They just like... He'll be back, I think, because as long as Lucha Underground is paying his salary, he's somebody they can bring in for big shows. And he and Angelico are so close that if it doesn't cost them anything, if it doesn't cost AAA anything to bring him in, that I suspect he'll be back.
I got a better one for you. You ready, Steve?
Yeah.
What if Rayo de Jalisco Sr. became the president of Mexico? Because that's the exact same thing. Rayo de Jalisco Sr. is a AAA Hall of Famer, just like Donald Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer. That is an exact parallel right there.
Well, I won't even go into that because of politics, but Rayo Sr. is essentially senile with something like an Alzheimer's or senility something like that right
now.
That
doesn't make it funny. How about Rey Mysterio Jr. then? That's a better one.
All right.
He's a AAA Hall of Famer.
The funny thing is that you will oftentimes see politicians have political meetings and various meetings, and wrestlers in masks will attend or be on a committee or be on it. It's like it wouldn't be as odd a strange thing as you might think, except for the very highest level.
That's what we're talking about.
A mask running.
All right, let me ask you one other question that has nothing to do with anything, but I'm looking at the AAA Hall of Fame. So there's Brazo de Plata, who is the silver arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Brazo de Oro, who's the gold arm, correct? Uh-huh. Well, there's also El Brazo, the arm.
Well, that was just he didn't have a colored armband. It went from his wrist to his elbow.
I see.
To bring, but
it's like being the lariat.
Sure. Okay, hold on. Stand by, everybody. Gotta head to break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
Taking their time right behind my back. Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, WrestlingObserver.com, the Doctor of Lucha, Figure Four Weekly. And you got news on Lucha Underground, or you think you may have some news.
Yeah, well, I think I do. I think, and I don't think it would be a great surprise to people, but I do believe everything is set for the affirmative for season four, and it's just a matter of setting up the dates, whether the temple's available, if it's being used for, you know, other filmings, as has happened between seasons before, getting the wrestlers all set for you know, dates that you can reserve a large number of episodes. I think it's going to be like 40 episodes. So I'm very, very, very happy that, and very confident that will happen next year sometime.
All righty, let's plug the Figure Four Weekly, which is going to be going up on the site any moment now. What's in it this week?
Well, the week for what I had submitted is a very interesting piece about why CMLL had to wait for the soccer tournament to go through its tournament. The soccer is like 50% of the audience in Mexico, and you'll see why CMLL had to wait before it ran its year in plan.
Well, there you go, everybody. Figure Four Weekly, available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We are totally out of time. I want to thank y'all for listening here today, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Full schedule up at SportsByline.com. I want to thank everybody at Sports Byline USA. Mike, as always, callers, listeners, Dr. Lucha. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.